This is a non-biased look at the ancient texts of the Bible that have accurately predicted the future multiple times. This is presented without a religious agenda and completely independent of any religious doctrine. In this video, we're going to look at the timeline of events that Jesus laid out, which began in 70 CE and culminates with an asteroid impact, a rescue, and the end of the current civilization. We're going to chart that timeline in order to establish a foundation for the overall biblical prophetic timeline and ultimately show in the coming video series that the end of this timeline absolutely must be within the next 500 years, is more likely to end within the next 10 years, and there's a very high probability it may end within the next 2 years based on the biblical predictions that have come true in recent years. So again, this particular video will cover the timeline in Matthew 24. And most scholars believe Matthew was written between 80 and 90 CE, so about 2,000 years ago in the first century. So just for reference, the oldest complete Bible manuscripts are the Sinai Bible in the British Library, which has been dated to about 330 CE, and the Codex Vaticanus dated to about 325 CE. So Jesus' timeline starts in Matthew 24, verse 1 and 2, and it says, Jesus departed from the Jerusalem temple and said, there shall not be left here one stone upon another. So the first event on Jesus' timeline in Matthew 24 is the temple was destroyed, the temple of Jerusalem. And then his disciples ask, what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? And he says in verse 5, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and deceive many. So that is the second event on his timeline. Then verse 6, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but the end is not yet. Nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. So that is the third event on the timeline, wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Also in verse 7, it says there will be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And that is the fourth event. And he says in verse 8 that these are the beginning of sorrows. So the first four events are the beginning of sorrows. And next on the timeline in verse 9, Jesus says, and they shall deliver you up and shall kill you. So that is the fifth event. And after that in verse 10, many will be offended and betray one another. So the betrayal is the sixth event. Then verse 11 says, many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And that is the seventh event, the rise of the false prophets. And verse 12, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. So after the false prophets rise, then the love of many will grow cold. And right after that, in verse 13, it says, whoever shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. So after the love grows cold, endure until the end. And verse 14 says, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, and then the end will come. So the end will come after the gospel reaches the whole world. But notice the timeline doesn't actually end right there. He says next in verse 15, when you see the abomination of desolation that Daniel talked about, stand in the holy place, then those in Judea will flee into the mountains. So once we reach the end, he says, we will see the abomination of desolation that Daniel talked about, and then those in Judea will flee into the mountains. So when he says, endure until the end, he seemed to be referring to the time period of the end time, because there are more events listed after the end in the text. So the next event on the timeline is in verse 21. It says, for then shall be great tribulation. So at or after they flee into the mountains, the great tribulation will occur. And then he says again in verse 24, there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders. So during the tribulation, false Christs and false prophets, signs and wonders. And the next event is after the tribulation, verse 29. He says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon shall not give her light and the stars will fall from heaven. So immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun and moon will go dark and the stars will fall. And that's important right there because we're told in Revelation 9 that a star falls from heaven and opens the bottomless pit, and there arises a smoke out of that pit, and the smoke darkens the sun and air. So it says the sun and air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. So the reason the sun and moon go dark is because of the smoke of the pit that rises out of the pit that is created by the star that falls from heaven. So it's talking about an asteroid impact. The star hits, smoke causes a big pit, smoke comes out of that pit and darkens the sun and airs. So when it says the sun and moon will go dark and the stars will fall, it's talking about the asteroid impact. And then in verse 30, it says, then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And it doesn't tell us what that sign is exactly, only that it will occur at the time of or after the stars fall. So at or after the asteroid impact, a sign will appear of the Son of Man in heaven. And then it says, all the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So after the sign of the Son of Man appears in heaven, it says the earth mourns, and that is the King James translation. But notice the word translated as man means mankind or humans, and the word translated as son, number 5207, literally means descendant. So it's saying the sign of the descendants of humans will appear, or 5316, shine or flash in the sky. So verse 30 is saying, and then shall flash the sign of the descendants of humans in heaven. So at or after the asteroid impact shall flash the sign of the descendants of humans in heaven. Then all the tribes of the earth will mourn when they see the descendants of humans go on the clouds to heaven. So that's one possible translation of that. The word translated as come, it also means go here in this verse. So it can also be saying the descendants of humans will go on the clouds to heaven at that time, and all the earth will see that occur. So that escape of the humans to heaven may also be the sign that it's referring to, the sign that flashes. We won't know until that happens, but it's saying the human descendants, in other words, the descendants of those that were living 2,000 years ago when this was written, the descendants of them who will be living in the end time will go to heaven, and everyone on earth will see that happen. And it says that will happen at the time or after the asteroid hits, immediately after the tribulation of those days. And then in verse 31, it says, his angels shall gather together the elect from heaven. And then the rest of Matthew 24 is riddles, and we're not going to cover the riddles in this video. So the final event on Jesus' timeline in Matthew 24 is the gathering of the elect from heaven. The asteroid hits, the elect are in the heavenly place, and those on the earth are in mourning. So this is Jesus' timeline in Matthew 24, and in order to find out where we are currently at on this timeline, we just simply plug in what we know has already happened. So the temple Jesus walked in was the Jerusalem temple, and it was destroyed in the siege of Jerusalem in 70 CE. So that is the first event that happened on Jesus' timeline, the destruction of the temple in 70 CE. Then the deception in Christ's name began when the Roman Empire infiltrated Jesus' followers. And in a big way, when the Roman Emperor Constantine adopted the Christian cross as his symbol of war. So Constantine literally claimed to have seen a sign in heaven that said, "With this sign you will conquer." And there is a sculpture actually called the Vision of Constantine in the Vatican's St. Peter's Basilica that depicts Constantine on a white horse hearing the words, "By this sign you will conquer." And that's described as the breaking of the first seal in Revelation, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a crown, and he went forth conquering. So Constantine began the very long reign of the Christian Roman Empire, starting in 312 when he adopted the Christian cross as a war symbol, and that lasted throughout the Middle Ages, the Christian Roman Empire. And the Middle Ages are otherwise known as the Dark Ages. And during that reign of the Christian Roman Empire, there are also many famines, plagues, and earthquakes. This chart lists some of them. And it was also a time of death. By some estimates, there were 50 million people murdered during this time period because they didn't agree with the Roman religious doctrine. So all four of those events after the temple destroyed seem to have occurred during the reign of the Roman Empire: the wars, the famines, pestilences, and earthquakes, and also the killing of those who refused to go along with the Roman religious doctrine of war. And that time period would also be the betrayal, because Constantine and other early Roman leaders led the early Christians to believe they were following Christ's teachings of love, but instead it later came out that they were murderers and only using the name of Christ for power. So that would be the betrayal as well. So the rule of the Christian Roman Empire during the Middle Ages seemed to cover a lot of this. And the rise of the false prophets probably referred to the popes of the Roman Empire, who eventually became like kings themselves during the Holy Roman Empire. And the next event on Jesus' timeline is the love growing cold. And that may also refer to the Dark Ages. We know atmospheric darkness corresponds to a lack of sunlight, which is also a lack of warmth. So the Dark Ages could also be thought of as the Cold Ages. There was a lack of love, a lack of warmth, a lack of the sun, which Psalm 19 tells us the sun represents the bridegroom Jesus. So that seemed to be a profound statement that he made. So it says their love waxed cold. So that seems to be true. Their love waxed cold during the Roman Church Age. But the next thing it says is those who endure until the end will be saved after that love waxes cold. So notice the endurance until the end does not occur during the final tribulation. It starts when the love grows cold, and it ends when it ends after the gospel reaches the whole world. So the love grows cold, but some endure until the end. And that's actually a long period of time. That would be hundreds of years. So it must be referring to entire lineages of humans, at least on one level. The lineages that survive until the time of the end will be saved. And that's an interesting way of looking at it, because the leaders who were perpetrating the church age massacres were often the ones who did not marry. And so over long periods of time, they didn't have any children. So over long periods of time, their lineage died off. In other words, many of those who were ordering the persecutions and murders during that time did not endure until the end. So the next event is the gospel reaching the whole world. And the word gospel literally refers to the books that talk about the life of Jesus, and the Bible is the most common form of the gospels. And most people will agree the Bible has reached the whole world by now. This is just one estimate of the number of languages the Bible has been translated into by continent. So you can see the Bible has been translated into multiple languages on every inhabited continent. So the gospel has literally reached the whole world. So the gospel has now reached the whole world, and that's one reason among many that we know we're in the end time now. So when the gospel reaches the whole world, he said, then the end will come, and that refers to the time of the end, because there are more events that he says will happen now that we're in the end time. So the next event on Jesus' timeline is the abomination of desolation that the book of Daniel describes. So we'll look into that in the next video. So if you have any questions, there are several links in the description below. Just click on show more in the description box to find the links. Or you can click here to watch the whole video series. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been making these presentations possible. I can't do this without your help, so I appreciate that. I hope you're doing well, and I'll talk to you next week.